You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
In continued response to the impact of COVID-19, Princess Cruises is canceling all voyages through June 30th. The cruise line had previously announced a voluntary pause of cruising for 2 months, impacting voyages from March 12th to May 10th. This pushes it out to June 30th. The line also mentioned that it will impact a lot of their Alaska cruise season.
Travel is going to return, and travel and leisure, and when it does, we'll return with it.
That was Carnival Corporation's Arnold Donald on CNBC's Closing Bell Tuesday afternoon. He remains optimistic on a summer return to cruising. On a per-month basis, Carnival Corporation is spending $900 million per month, Royal Caribbean $400 million, and Norwegian $150 million while their ships are docked. And there may not have been cruising until August if the CDC had anything to do with it. Last week, when the federal agency extended their no-sail order, it was first written to be 120 days. At the 11th hour, the Office of the Vice President modified the order to read 100 days. And cruise lines closed on an up note Tuesday. Carnival Corporation at 12.51, up 8%. Norwegian Holdings at 12.35, also up 8%. And Royal Caribbean at 37.84, up 13%. And this just in, Holland America also extends their temporary pause of cruising until June 30th, like Princess. You can find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.